And now here to tell us what it says in today's papers, John S. Doyle.
The Irish Times leads with the political tensions which have arisen with Israel over the Irish government's recognition of the state of Palestine. In an interview with the paper, Israel's ambassador to Ireland, Dana Ehrlich, said her country plans to review Ireland's diplomatic, economic and humanitarian activities within Israel's borders. The announcement of recognition by Spain and Norway as well as Ireland prompted the Israeli Foreign Ministry to reprimand their ambassadors during a meeting in Jerusalem yesterday, the Times says, where the diplomats were also shown video footage of female Israeli soldiers being taken hostage by Hamas. The Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, criticised the manner in which the meeting was staged, with Israeli media filming the three ambassadors as they watched the video footage. In an opinion column in the Times, Dermot Ferriter writes that recognising Palestine shows independence in our foreign policy. Justine McCarthy on the same page writes that the decision was a moment to relish being Irish. But ask Ukrainians about the value of Irish solidarity, says Gerard Howlin in a third column on that page of the Times. More than 8,000 Ukrainian refugees living on pensions and disability welfare payments are at risk of having their supports slashed to almost €38 a week, according to the Irish Independent's lead story. The Irish Examiner leads with a Cork story. Owen English reports that a contract will be announced today for the design of 8 commuter rail stations and a new depot to store a new 150-strong fleet for Metropolitan Cork's high-frequency commuter rail project. It will all cost €1.6 billion. Inroad Éireann described the scale of investment as unprecedented. The Examiner devotes a page to the Dublin constituency in the European elections. A race for the right may be how the elections there go down, writes Elaine Loughlin. And there are short profiles of each of the 23 candidates for the 4 seats. The Times reports that Fine Gael TD Fergus O'Dowd has called for action to be taken against those engaging in racial abuse of election candidates, including the defacing of their posters. He highlighted the case of a party colleague who is standing in the Drogheda urban area. Deputy O'Dowd told the Doyle that last week the Irish Freedom Party wrote the slogan "Ireland is full" on her posters. The Irish Sun leads with the news that Jennifer Zamparelli has become the latest big name to quit RTE 2FM. As The Independent puts it, she follows Dhiren Garrahy and the two Johnnies out the door. Radio Go Go, says the Irish Daily Mirror headline, and Jen There Were None, says the Sun. There is much coverage of the Dublin Literary Award. Yesterday, the Romanian writer Mircea Cărturescu was announced as this year's winner for his novel Solenoid. The Independent says the book investigates other universes, dimensions and timelines and also reflects the reality of communist Romania in the 70s and 80s. The funeral in Dublin yesterday of Tony O'Reilly is widely reported. Prominent figures from the worlds of politics, business, media and sport heard of a titanic figure with a presence that lit up every room he entered, Emmett Malone writes in the Times. In The Independent, once part of Dr. O'Reilly's business empire, Catherine Fagan writes that it was perhaps a mark of the man that the women who cared for him before his death had a special role at his funeral mass. They were Marie Cheryl Gillamack and Maria Dizza Omboy, who presented offertory gifts. We were his carers. He was a lovely person, they said later outside the church.
That's John S. Doyle, 11.